Hello?
Yes, hi, it's Stella. Is it better now?
Yeah, it sounds better.
Great. So I'm just calling to check in. Does any of your family member need home care, or you want to sign up to be a caregiver?
I see. That's what when I heard the commercial on the radio, because my son has been helping take care of me for well over like a month, almost 2 months now.
Oh, wow. And is he getting paid, or he's just doing it voluntarily?
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
And you need, I guess, home care services. So maybe we get you eligible for home care services so he can get paid for it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. If he could just get paid for it.
Sure. Do you have Medicaid?
Yes.
So if you have Medicaid, then it shouldn't be an issue. Which insurance do you have?
Keystone First.
Keystone First. So Keystone First should be able to get you assessed for some hours. That means like they'll evaluate how much you need and they'll assess you for a certain amount of hours per week, and then he will be able to work for you for that amount of hours per week. Do you get it?
Okay.
So let the first thing we'll need to do two things. First, I'll need your information just so we can be in touch with Keystone to get you eligible for, and then I will give you a number of it's called the broker, that they are the one that does the assessments. They will come down to your house and evaluate you. That's the first assessment. Can you take
Okay.
down the number now?
Give me 1 second. Sorry.
No Maybe should I text it to you?
Yeah, you know what? That'd be great.
Okay, so I'll text you now for the first assessment. Just call them if you want to schedule an assessment for home care, and they'll just go forward from with that steps. And can I get your information right now so we can be in touch with Keystone?
Sure.
Okay, let me take down the first thing. I need your first and last name.
Lisa Fuller.
LISA, and the last name is FULLER.
Yes.
Got it. And this number I called you now, is that the best contact number?
Yes.
Do you have any additional number?
No.
No. Okay, and you don't need a caregiver, right? Because you have one. Your son wants to sign up. Which age is your son?
27.
27. Okay, that's fine. What's your son's name and number so we can reach him?
Jordan Ely, it's Gordan. His last name is Ehly.
ELHY?
Ehly.
ELY, got it. And what's his phone number?
313 980 2688.
Okay, got it. What's your date of birth?
12/18/73.
And what do you have your Medicaid ID with you?
No, I didn't get my Medicaid card yet. They
No
said I'm
problem.
covered and
You can give me 1 minute. I will log in and let me see if I can pull up your name. Let me
okay.
see.
Yeah, they told me to go to the doctor and the pharmacy, which I already have done both using my EBT card.
Oh, got it. Give me 1 minute. So let's just try logging in
Okay.
with your name and let's see if it will pop up. So, yep, so pop up. So here we have your Medicaid ID, and it shows you have. It doesn't show that you have Keystone.
That's what I chose.
That's what you chose. Okay, it could be it's not updated yet. Like, when did you discuss that?
Like a week ago.
A week ago. Makes sense. So maybe since it's not updated, they're still like working on it. But if you have Keystone, then we'll just take care of it. We'll reach out to Medicaid and we'll just make sure to get you on there. Now you said you have Keystone, or I'll do right now that you don't have any, but I'll put in that you claim you have Keystone. Okay, what's your street address.
800 East Girard Ave.
How do I spell that? J-O-R-D?
G-I-R-A-R-D.
And the apartment?
No.
And in which city is that?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Zip is 19125.
19125, got it. Okay. Do you have any kids at home, like minors, under 18?
No.
Perfect. Okay, so that's it for now. Can I send for your son an application for him to sign up?
Yeah.
I can text it to his number.
Yeah, you can text him now, but don't call him because he's at work.
No problem. I won't call him. I'll just text it to him so we can get that running. Then about your, I would want to request authorization, but actually you're not on the program right now. Okay, what we'll do is right now, I'll text you the broker's number so you can just call them and get assessed. Meanwhile, I will reach out to our enrollment team, and they will most probably call you by today, check in everything, help you get all the assessments that's needed for the home care services so you can get approved for home care services, and then they will follow up with everything. So just expect a call from our enrollment team and make sure to answer them, and they'll help you with everything. Okay?
Okay.
Any question, any concern?
No. How long does it generally take?
So it may take a few. It really depends how quick you do all assessments, because there's quite a few assessments you'll need. It may take, like I would say, a few weeks, but it could take quicker.
Okay.
It's basically if they have appointments soon, because it goes by appointments. It basically depends on that.
Right.
Our enrollment team will help you with everything. If you have any issue, you can call me at my direct line, or you can call the enrollment coordinator once she calls you.
Okay. You going to send me that number?
Yes, I'm texting you right now.
Thank you so much.
No problem. All right,
bye-bye.
Today, we'll be in touch.
You too, bye-bye.